All right, so I gotta tell you a fucking crazy story. Today, in a little, what is it, February, I don't know, 10th, 11th. So, unseasonably warm winter we're having. And, you know, I went ice fishing once this year. Anyway, so we've had like 3 days in the 60s, 50s. And I'm like, today is a Saturday. I'm like, I'm gonna go fishing in the afternoon. So I go out to Cuca Lake. And I'm just thinking, you know, everything's got to be moving in there. And shallow, where it starts to drop off, I feel like it was a good day to go fishing. So get everything I need to get done, and I go out. So I launched my kayak out from Champlain Beach, and I'm fishing, and not even like 5 minutes into it, I get hit by a really nice pickerel, big, fat pickerel. And I'm like thinking, yes, this is going to be a sick day. And so I keep fishing. The spot I was fishing in didn't pan out. I went deep. Didn't get anything there. Tried the jerk bait, tried a little blade bait, and that didn't produce anything. So I came back shallow. It looked like some storm clouds were rolling in. The wind was picking up. So I was like, I'd better just stay closer to shore. Try to get out of the wind a little bit. And I'm fishing, working the jerk bait. It's like a hot steel, I think is the name of the color. Rapala X-Wrap is like my favorite. And it gets hit, and I get something big, like a big ass lake trout. I can see it hitting the surface, fighting for a couple minutes. It spits the lure. I'm like, all right, whatever. Just whatever. Shit's working anyway. So I cast, you know, stay in the same place, have anchored up in like 8 feet of water, cast again. I get hit, I set the hook, and it just breaks me off right away. So I had like a little 8 pound leader on. So I'm like, all right, I got to beef this up. I switched some things around, put a bigger leader on, 12 pound leader, started fishing again. Okay. So I'm fishing the same spot, nothing's working. Oh, and so I lost my good jerk bait. So I'm like, all right, let me see what else I got. Try to X wrap. So then I got like this nice shadow wrap that's been really, really good for me. It's like all the hooks on there are bent. The two hooks on the back are freaking busted. So yeah, it's caught a lot of fish and been beat up, but those are the lures that work, right? So put that on. I have no idea where I'm going. I'm just driving. I have no fucking... No, this is the right way. This is the right way, I think. Anyway, so I put on this, yeah, like something with a little bit of flash, real natural looking, dark backs, silver sides, little orange on the bottom. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to parallel like the shoreline and just kind of fish this edge where it drops off, because I'm seeing plenty of fish in the graph. Already been hitting them in this depth. Let me just, you know, move spots, keep moving, see what else we got. So I'm going, and I'm, you know, the wind had died down. I can see down the 8 feet. I'm like cruising in 8 feet, and I look down and I see like some fish just boom dart off and leave a humongous like dust cloud behind it. I'm like, holy shit, whatever that was huge. Okay, so I'm like, whatever, and I just, you know, cast in the direction that it went. I don't know if it was that cast or the next cast, but I'm just working the jerk bait slowly. Just pop, 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 whatever. Boom, I get hit. I'm like, and so I set the hook, and it's already, you know, I'm not moving this fish at all. And then I see something wake, and it is a giant fucking fish. Giant, just saw a buck. Holy shit, it's February, still got horns on him. And it was a humongous fucking fish. I'm like, what? I just hooked into a muskie. That's the only thing that would be this fucking big in this lake. It's huge. Biggest fish I've ever hooked into, but no doubt. So I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck? So I'm getting it, and I'm fighting this thing. I'm bringing it closer, and it's really not fighting me that hard. It's just kind of thrashing at the surface. It's peeling drag a little bit. And, you know, but I don't know how long, you know, 3 minutes goes by, maybe 2 minutes before I get close enough to see what it is. It's a giant pike is what it is. A giant pike. I don't know. So I can't tell. I have no experience with fish like this big, this close to me. But I don't know how big it is. It's huge. That's all I can say. It's giant. And I don't have a net. I have a trout net. The little 20-inch, 22-inch pickerel I caught before was hanging out of the net. The trout net I had was too small for it. So, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just like, I have a boga grip, but I'm using it. I've never used it on anything. It would be in my left hand, the rod's in my right hand. I don't know how I'd switch it up and see how I would even fucking do anything with it. So I'm like, I'm just going to have to gill this thing. I'm just going to have to grab it by the gills and pull it in. So I have it by my side. It's swimming next to me. It's like half the length of my fucking canoe or kayak. And it's right next to me, but I have no idea how to fucking grab it. And I'm like, I'm seeing, I'm making eye contact with, it's like next to me, I'm touching it. I'm trying to get in its gills. And I see that it has the jerk bait. It's T-bone, the jerk bait, in the middle treble hook. It has one hook in right in the upper lip. And so it's like barely hooked. It's like, fuck, dude. So I'm fucking with this thing. My shoulder back. The back rear delt is like shaking because I'm like holding it and I'm like fucking with the leader with the other hand, just trying anything I can to see how to even grab this thing. The thing rolls over. I can see like, okay, there it's gills. And you know, and this is just like, I'm like, oh my God, this is the biggest fish I've ever seen. I've ever been handled, been close to. And so I don't know how long has gone by. Maybe 5 minutes is the whole thing elapses. It was like perpendicular to my kayak, and I'm still like, okay, it flares its gills, flares them way out wide. I'm like, okay, I see where to grab. I'm going to try to grab it. And it like went backwards or did some kind of head shake and spit the hook out. It was all happening right next to me. It spit the hook out. And I'm like trying to grab it again, but it spit the hook out, swam backwards and just back down to the depths. So I watched the giant fucking fish go. And honestly, I'm not even that mad about it. I did everything. I couldn't horse it. I was trying to gill it gently. I don't know. I have no experience in grabbing a fish like that through the gills. I tried to get in the gills many times. It was like shut, closed. It was crazy. So anyway, you know, that's a sick, cool fishing story, right? That's so cool. Yes, it is. Okay. I'm shaken up after this. I'm like shaking more than like, I think any half shaking from the fatigue of the fight, but also just from the whole experience of the moment. I might've been converted into a fucking big old fish fisher anyway. I don't know. I'm fucked up. Okay. And I'm just like, what the hell? I'm just trying to process all that stuff. So I start to change out the back hook on this lure. Like I said, the hooks were beat up on it, and I have no idea where I am. And like the back hook had one, it was just one hook. So I was thinking like, oh, whatever, maybe that was part of the reason why I didn't get hooked well, da da da. Okay, let me change that out. Change it out, And so I'm changing it out, and I go to call my friend T-Man. Okay, me and T-Man were I was working last night. He came through the bar, and he was like, "I'm gonna go." I told him I'm gonna go fishing tomorrow. He said, "Me too." So he is a muskie and pike nut. That's what he does. That's all he fishes for. He doesn't care about anything else. He only fishes for muskie and pike. So he's talking about going fishing. I'm like, "I'm going fishing tomorrow." Whatever. So I call him to tell him this story, right? I call him so I have like a little mount on my kayak that I use to take selfies and shit. So I put it, I have it in that, I hit call, he doesn't answer. It goes to voicemail. Okay, so at this moment I did something, I don't know what, but I notice that my boga grips are now, I see my boga grips fall over the side of the kayak. And I notice that they're floating. Okay, they're not going anywhere, they float. I'm like, oh, in my mind, I remember thinking, oh, sick, they float. That's lucky. So they float. But I like instinctively dive to go get them out of the water as fast as I can. And I overshot my center of gravity. And all of a sudden, I realize that my boat is flipping over, okay? My boat is capsizing. It's February. It's a 65 degree day, but it's fucking February. Tell that to the fucking 38 degree water. My boat is flipping over. I hadn't even, at this point, I hadn't even looked at the water temperature. My boat's flipping over. In mid-flip, okay? In mid-flip, I'm thinking, oh, fuck, I'm flipping. Well, I don't know what I thought. I just had this instinctual thing to, while falling out of the boat, take the pressure off my left foot, kick off on my right foot, and bail out to the side. There was no, I tried to recover. There was no, like when I started flipping, I tried to lean back into the flip to stop, obviously. And I saw that I was still going. I don't know how long this took, but it was obviously in a matter of seconds. And I just remember, take the pressure off your left foot and kick as hard as you can off your right and bail out to the side. And boom, there I go. Into the water. Okay? I come up. I have fucking my sunglasses on. I can't, so the first thing I notice is that I can't see. Okay? I'm in the water, I can't see, and I just remember my feet feeling heavy. My fishing pole is in my hand. I don't even know if I had my pole in my hand or not, but my fishing pole is in my hand. So there's that. And I'm swimming in the water. So I just, all I do, I think to, I'm like right next to my kayak, right? So I pedal over, I kick over to it. I kick over to it. And I'm, oh shit, okay. So I'm here, this is where I'm at. Okay, hold on. Yeah, I put my phone down. I think this is the police. I'm right by a jail. So I'm out in the water right next to my kayak. Boom, I'm down low in it. Okay. I am like, fuck. I don't even know what I'm thinking at this point. I'm just like, I just remember hearing my breath and making my feet feeling heavy. I have my life jacket on. Didn't say that, but I have my life jacket on. I will not be in, I don't go in cold water without life jackets anymore. So that's what's happening. And I realize I have my life jacket on, and it was snugly fit, and I'm not like sinking. So what I do is I just, you know, kick my heavy ass feet over towards the kayak. And I throw, I don't know what I did first. I was like, I just was like not dropping my rod. I think I took my glasses off so I could see, and my hat, and threw them in. Or just my glasses. I have no idea. This is like autopilot, like blackout mode. And then I slam, a couple times I try to get my rod in the kayak. And then I like put it in the back. Because I'm like, all right, put the rod in the kayak in a way so you can get in the kayak. So I put it in the back. Okay. Then I'm like, okay, all right, we're in the, I don't know what I was thinking. This is just like me talking through it. I'm like, okay, we got to get back in this fucking kayak. Oh, there was people on the shore, not 300 yards away from me, that I was wondering if they had seen me catch this fish, right? Okay. So I'm like, all right, here we go. So I don't know what, I just swum over there, put my right hand on the gunwale nearest me, kicked up a bit, reached to the opposite gunnel with my left hand, and all at once kick and pulled, just like a little like muscle up, I guess, a little whatever. And I was able to get in the first try. Like I got a little, like I did like the motion, kick up and, you know, kick with your feet, pull with your hands. And I got like a little bit stalled right at the top, like, and like the boat was like leaning, and it could have like either flipped, like, you know, I could have either gone back in the water or just leaned a little bit more forward and got it in. And I just did. I got in the first try. Boom, I'm in. And I'm just like, holy shit. I just fell in the water. So I don't know what my next move really was. I just kind of like came to my feet, got on the seat. Just like kind of like started like, I think laughing or whatever. I have no idea. Started laughing, just like overwhelmed by all the things that just fucking happened. And then I look and remember, and my phone, the screen is lit up. Remember how I said that I was calling T-Man at that instant? Well, he's returning my call. He's returning my call. And I realize that I just was like, okay, I just like hung up that. And I realized that the voicemail was still calling. It was still, so all that, basically what I'm saying is that whole fall and recovery was recorded. on voicemail. So then I'm like fucking sitting there like, holy shit, what the, that, and I said 30, I said, you know how I said it was 38 degree water. Well, during this whole time, I never even looked at what the water temperature was. I just was like, I was just fishing. And that at that moment, I looked at the water temperature. I was like, oh, 38 degrees. Not as cool as I thought, actually. So I then proceed to, I'm just like, okay, what do I need to do here? What is the next move? Okay. I'm not 50 yards from shore, maybe 100, not even 100. Yeah. 50 yards max from shore. Like I could have easily swam to the shore, but the interesting thing is that at the moment of falling, I kicked my boat over. That is the thing that's like the craziest to me. And I saved all my gear for that, because if I would have just like fallen over or tried to cling to the boat, all my gear would have been gone. Would have been gone, totally gone. And and then I got in my seat and I looked down my cup holder and like my beer is completely like nothing. I lost nothing, knock on wood. I don't think I lost a single thing. Not my rod, not a fucking lure, nothing. The boat kicking that thing over just saved me hundreds of dollars, because I had, you know, my timeless old backpack in there, my fucking, all my lures, everything. So I don't know. I haven't done inventory yet. I don't think I lost anything other than the fucking lure I lost to the pickerel. But so then I'm like, what the fuck? That was so crazy. So I'm like, I'm assessing now. What do I do? What is the next move here? What do I do? So the first thing I do is I pry my shoes off, because I don't know if you ever try to get like rubber boots off when they're all full of water, but it's like hard. So I like had to pry, and these boots are hard to get off anyway. So I end up prying my boots off, dumping the water, and just like, I don't know, just trying to figure out what in the fuck is even happening to me right now. And so I'm sitting there, and then I end up calling T-Man. I'm like, after I figured out that I'm okay and that everything's fine, I call T-Man back, and I'm like, dude, I then proceed to tell him the whole story. He listens quite patiently, and then that whole story that I just regaled you, I don't know, I probably told it in fucking 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. He goes, dude, I gotta go. I'm about to start fishing. He goes, this is not the first time this has happened, Flopper. He goes, but I'll call you back. I gotta start fishing now. I only got like an hour. So that's what he does. Basically, like, listen to my story and then. and what he said is, I was telling him about how big the pike was. And he said, yeah, I estimated at 40 inches. He goes, I bet it was bigger, probably more like 45, because I've got some stories to tell you about Cuca pike, whatever. So anyway, all right. So I'm like, I don't know what to fucking do. I know that it's fucking 30. I'm soaked in 38 degree water. The temperature outside's probably, I don't know, high 50s, low 60s, but with some wind. And I'm just like, dude, you gotta go. So I take one cast and then I book it in. Now there was a couple playing with their dog on a beach, and they go, I wave at them. They're looking at me. And I was wondering when I was catching the fish, if they saw me fighting that giant, if they could see that giant fish from where they were. And he goes, it was pretty cold, pretty chilly, cold day for some swim, whatever. I'm like, then I tell him. I told him that I was going to go change my clothes and go back out. And really, that was my plan. But I got to shore, and I'm like, I have no other shoes. If I had a change of clothes, I probably would have gone back out. Maybe if I had extra shoes, change of shoes and clothes. But I was like, I should not reward this kind of behavior. Like, I need to go home. I need to pack up and go home. So while packing up is when I started to get cold. And that's basically, I just fucking put all my stuff away. Actually, luckily I packed a dry jacket. So I'm sitting right now and soaking wet. And this is a shout out to wool. Because I'm wearing soaking wet wool bottoms, and they're not that cold. I took my socks off. I'm driving barefoot. with wet wool bottom layers and a Columbia puffy on top. And I'm actually pretty dry. Got the heat going. I don't feel hypothermic at all. But I got my fucking cold plunge in for the day. That was a wild story. Yeah, it was a wild time. And the size of that fish cannot be overstated. Like, it was long and thick. I don't know. If I had to estimate the weight, 30 pounds. Maybe a little less. Maybe 25 pounds, 20 pounds. I don't know. I've never seen it. I have no idea. It was thick. And, man, the fishing was spectacular today. I was only out for like 2 hours. I lost one big lake trout, got bit off by something, got hooked up with the humongous pike, caught a big-ass pickerel, fat pickerel. Dude, excellent day of fishing. I might come back tomorrow. I might just come back tomorrow. I don't know. I've got the whole thing loaded. We'll see what my wife will let me do. But tomorrow, the temperature drops severely. I think the window was today. Actually, there's no way she's going to let me go tomorrow. So, but yeah, that is the fucking warm February Cuca Lake story. Jesus Christ.